is rising to 66, some would have had to wait an extra 2 years to draw their pension, but that will now be capped at 18 months. The friends Joanna Yates was drinking with the night she disappeared have been giving evidence in court. One says Joanna was dreading spending a weekend alone in her flat while her boyfriend was away. Vincent Tabak denies murdering her. A teacher's been suspended from a school in East Hull after allegedly posting on Facebook that people from the area were brain damaged and inbred. Westcott Primary School's governing body and the local council are now investigating. Our reporter Gerard Tubb outside the school says the insulting remarks were initially posted by one teacher, but it seems another then got involved.
That Facebook conversation has been posted up on lampposts around the school here and also posted through people's letterboxes.
One in five NHS hospitals are breaking the law because the way they look after elderly patients is so poor. The Care Quality Commission has investigated 100 hospitals in England. It found almost half failed to provide sufficient nutrition to older people. And David Haye has confirmed his retirement from boxing. The former two-weight world champion always said he would hang up his gloves on his 31st birthday, which is today. The Haymaker unified the cruiserweight division before stepping up to heavyweight, where he became WBA champion, clearing 23 knockouts in his 25 professional wins. That's the latest. I'm Claire Gregory.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hello, you are listening to Gabby Clark on Drive. I am with you until 6 o'clock. Just got to turn down my headphones a little bit. Michelle likes to have her headphones nice and loud. Okay, so what have I got coming up on the show today? I'm going to bring you regular travel updates, as always, and an events guide. And also, joining me shortly in the studio, very shortly indeed, is Tamsin Ball. She's going to be talking about living with a disability in Brentwood, but she is very active. In fact, she is more active than a lot of completely able-bodied people I know. There's no sitting on the sofa for her. It's not her philosophy. I wonder where I get it from. And I'll be bringing you a few of my own things as well. Hello to everyone in the chat room. How are you? Right, I'm going to have to concentrate today because I feel a bit all over the place. If you're listening to me talking to Michelle, I think we should be banned on being on air together. Probably get into great trouble. Right, I'm going to play a song, then I'll bring you some travel updates, and then we'll be talking to Tamsin.
Closer, it's time that I told you. Every FM Travel News with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
Are delays on the M25 clockwise at junction 27, the M11 junction 6. Average speed is 20 miles per hour and travel time is an extra 5 minutes there. Delays on the A13 eastbound in Basildon between the High Road Junction and the A130 Canvey Way Junction. Travel time is an extra 10 minutes there as well. There's traffic light failure on the A132 East Main in Naveden at the A127 South End Arterial Road Junction in case you're heading that way. And also the A123 Runwell Road in Wickford is closed and there's queuing traffic in both directions between the Church End Lane Junction and the Wickford High Street Junction because of a gas leak. Diversion is in operation. Now, don't forget there are narrow lanes and a speed restriction of 50 miles per hour on the M25 in both directions between junction 29 and junction 30 because of roadworks. And also, Wash Road in Brentwood is closed in both directions between the Lower Road Junction and the Prospect Way Junction because of bridge maintenance work. And finally, during off-peak periods, Wiggly Bush Lane in South Weald is closed at the A12 Bridge Junction because of roadworks. Diversions will be in operation via London Road, High Street, Weald Road, Wiggly Bush Lane and vice versa.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222864.
Phoenix FM.
Mummy, why does Nana sometimes forget things?
Nana has something called dementia, sweetie. It means that sometimes she forgets people's names or what she's doing. It can be a bit confusing, can't it?
Yes. But why does she have to move home?
She's moving to Anisha Grange to be with people who can look after her properly. The carers there will spend time really getting to know Nana and find out what she likes doing best.
She likes gardening. Will she be able to do that?
You bet. They have a fantastic garden. I think Nana will feel much happier there.
Good. I like it when Nana's happy.
Anisha Grange, the new care home in Billericay opens this autumn. To view, call 658 529 or visit hallmarkcarehomes.co.uk.
Join me, Jules Batazzi, for Body Talk in association with Spire Hartswood Hospital every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Whether you want to improve your fitness, discover complementary therapies, get the lowdown on the latest surgical breakthroughs, or simply hear all the latest news from the world of health, you'll find it all on Body Talk. It's the show that can inspire you and motivate you and maybe even change your life. That's Body Talk in association with Spire Hartswood Hospital every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. here on Phoenix 98 FM.
You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. You're listening to Gabby on Drive. I'm with you until 6 o'clock. If you want to get in touch with me today, please do so. You can email me radio@phoenixfm.com. You can text me on 0777 928 298, or why don't you tweet me? I'm a bit of a Twitter fan. I am mindful to move. And you can also find me on Facebook. My name is Gabriella Clark. Now, joining me in the studio is the lovely Tamsin Ball. And of course, I'm going to say that because she is my mother, in fact. But we're not going to have any arguments or any other family-related issues. Yeah. Today I've brought my mother in to speak about living with a disability, which she has agreed to talk about. She doesn't mind sharing it with other people, and how she gets around, how she finds it in Brentwood, and what she basically does. So I'm going to start from the beginning, if that's okay, and I'm going to ask you how many years ago did you become not able to walk?
1988.
So that's 22 years ago, is it?
Three.
Oh, is it 23? Okay.
Or four, yeah.
It can't be 24 years ago.
No, 23.
Because I'm 24.
23. Yeah.
Yes, and I was... How old was I when you had your car accident?
15 months.
Okay.
15 months.
15 months.
Yeah.
And you had a car accident, as I just mentioned.
Yes.
And then what happened?
I was unconscious for 5 months. Kept in High Wycombe Hospital for a few months, and then I went to the John Radcliffe, I believe, and from there I went to Rivermead.
And what's Rivermead?
A rehabilitation centre where they teach you to dress yourself and to feed yourself again.
And I think that when you first came out of your coma, you couldn't even talk.
No, I could not.
So did they start teaching you that again when you were in hospital, or did that all wait until you started your rehab?
No, in the hospital,
they
think. Yeah, I used to have a bit of speech therapy, but I had more when I was in rehab.
When you were in Rivermead. How much,
yes.
Can you roughly remember how many times a week?
Once or twice a week.
Oh, really? Is that all? That's a shame, isn't it?
That is a shame. Definitely.
Do you think you having visitors helped you learn to speak again more than if you, say, hadn't been visited? I don't know.
I don't think it really
makes
any difference.
No.
No.
And was there a communal area at rehab where you could talk to other people?
Yes, there was.
And
did
all of them have speech problems, or could were some of them okay?
Some of them didn't have a head injury which affected the speech at all.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So a different part of their brain had been injured. And how did you get your head injury? What actually happened in the car crash?
I don't know. As far as I know, I swerved to avoid a cat.
Yes. I think you sustained, though. Was it a whiplash injury?
I'm not sure if it was whiplash or what it was, but I hit the side of my head against the...
Yep, mind the microphone.
Sorry, against the pillar of the car.
Yeah, okay.
And that's caused the head injury.
Yeah, I think they might call that a whiplash, but I'm not 100%. If anyone knows out there, let me know. Okay, and so then you were right. Where have I got up to? Okay, and then you came out of there, didn't you? And you was that when you moved to Chelmsford, or not straight away?
No. That was then when I was at Rivermead. I went to Norwich. A place in Norwich.
And was that a self-contained place?
Well, no, because they were flats going off a corridor, and within your flat you had a kitchen area to do breakfast and to do your evening meal. They provided a main meal at lunchtime.
Right, okay. And then at what stage were you basically at the stage of getting your own food for you and, you know, basically taking care of yourself, like your personal care? Because you can obviously do that now. Can you remember roughly what stage it was that you could... How many years down the line?
Good Lord. No, I think it was when I'd left Rivermead, when I was at Banstead, I seem to remember I used to take myself off to shower every day.
Right,
and
that's
they'd
good.
Let me have a bath once or twice a week, or whenever I asked for one, there was usually a nurse to oversee things, because they use those awful baths that you have to close the side down before you fill it.
Yeah, I think you have to be assisted, don't you?
Yes, with those you do.
And so bringing it to the here and now, you now live completely independently.
Yes.
And you've been living... You've been living completely independently, probably, ever since you moved to Brentwood, really.
Yes, yes, I have.
Because before then, you lived with someone, and it's easy to get people to...
Well people tend to help you more.
Yes, and you live with a man, and I think men like to take over a little bit.
Maybe.
So I don't think that you were always encouraged to do as much for yourself as you actually can and want to.
No.
So that's brilliant. Because now I think you're probably finding that I'm sure you've said to me before that you feel that now you can do more since you've moved into your own accommodation than you have ever been able to do.
Yes, I do.
Which
definitely.
Is amazing. And it just goes to show that the rehabilitation process is just ongoing.
Oh, it is, definitely. I'm always finding new ways to do things and to cut corners to enable me to do something else quicker and better. And I definitely think it helps that I go to the Brentwood Centre daily, and I train there and I swim there, and I think it is so wonderful because I'm sure it helps to keep me fit and able to keep my strength up.
Okay, so a lot of people are familiar with the Brentwood Centre, and they'll know of all of the facilities there. So what facilities are you able to use? You are a wheelchair user, but you do manage to use quite a substantial amount of all of their facilities.
I'm able to use the canteen, no problem. No. I'm able to use the gym and to use the different equipment in there, and I swim quite a few times a week, which I think is extremely good for my cardio.
And do you need help getting in the swimming pool?
Well, I wheel my wheelchair to the side of the swimming pool, put my brakes on, and then I lower myself into the swimming pool, have a swim, and after I've swum, I swim to the shallow end, and then I ask one of the assistants said they would bring my wheelchair for me to sit in when I walk up the steps.
So you really don't need that much help at all. I'll just let listeners know that I think that there's some drilling going on somewhere, which is why you might hear that noise in the background. And I've actually been swimming with you before, and you certainly seem completely self-sufficient. I didn't have to help you at all, did I? Even in the changing rooms, you're fine, and you never ever need help in the showers. You do such a lot for yourself.
I do try to keep up my level of independence.
That's fantastic. And you think going to the gym helps you do that, maintaining an active lifestyle?
Definitely.
And I do believe that that you even just with a bit of assistance, just to get on, you manage to use the treadmills as well, because then you can hold on to the sides.
I went on the treadmill yesterday for a total of about 26 minutes, I believe I did it non-stop, kept walking.
And when you go swimming, how long do you normally swim for? How many lengths do you do?
An hour to an hour and a half is the answer, and I do between 50 and 104 lengths.
Well, that's amazing, I have to say, because I think when I go swimming, I tend to do 20, and I feel completely shattered just from that. So that is really, and you can even go spinning, can't you? That's yes. Cycling, in case anyone's unsure. Yeah. To the cycling classes, the spinning
non-stop
classes.
Non-stop cycling, isn't it?
Yes, it is. As I found out last week when I went spinning,
yeah.
And I nearly, I felt like I was going to faint. It was quite funny. Right, I'm now going to play a song for everyone. This is Melanie C. Then I'll be bringing you some local events around Brentwood and Billericay. And then I'll be speaking to Tamsin again if she agrees to stick around. So here's Melanie C.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
If you're looking for something to do this Friday, the 14th of October at 8 p.m, the Exchange Music Club are presenting a surprise jazz concert at the Exchange House on the corner of Blackmore Road and Meadow Rise in Blackmore. Tickets are £7. Please book in advance. For more details, call David Price on 01277 824616. And this Sunday, the 16th of October at 3 p.m, students from the Creative Blast Academy present their annual concert at the Brentwood Theatre. And this is featuring a range of group and solo performances across a range of styles from musical theatre, pop and rock. Special guest performance is from Thurrock Golden Voices. Tickets cost £11, £10 for concessions, and are available from 01277 200305.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
You're listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98 FM. If you want to have a look on our website and see the full schedule for shows on Phoenix today, and to have a look at the blogs, and you might even want to see a full listing of the events guide, it's all the W's.phoenixfm.com. Why don't you get in touch with me? I am Mindful to Move on Twitter, and you can also send me a message on Facebook. My name is Gabriella Clark, and at present I have a big Phoenix poster in the background of my photo. Now, if you were joining me before I spoke about the events and played a song, then you would have realised that I was speaking to my guest, who is Tamsin Ball today, and she's still agreed to stick around because I've asked her if she'd now like to talk a little bit about getting around in Brentwood, because I do understand that Brentwood has gone through quite a lot of changes in the high street and around the town since you've been living here.
Yes, definitely, it's got a lot better.
It has got. What's improved then?
They've made the pavement wider, so it's not so easy to come off and end up in the road.
Has that happened to you before?
Yes, that has happened to me.
Did that happen to you before they made the changes?
I think it may have happened once or twice.
Yeah.
It's often happening in Ingatestone, which is where I'm living at present. But they can't change it because it's a listed town, or so I'm told. I've asked the council.
Oh dear, what a shame. And I think you're finding that you can get into most shops, but not all of the shops.
Exactly. I can get into the big chain stores, M&S,
you don't
WH Smith.
Yeah, you don't have to give names, it's
no,
fine.
You don't have to name
The phone
drop.
Is now ringing, I'm probably in trouble. And there are many other outlet stores in Brentwood.
Oh,
we have lots
are.
Of shops, don't we?
Yes, we have. That's one of the best shopping places in Essex.
And so Billericay's quite good.
Billericay, I don't ever travel to Billericay.
But I think you have spoken about wanting to do that before. You said that it might be on your list of things to do.
To do, yes, it might be. But I've been there.
Because I think you've been to Southend, haven't you?
Yes, and Southend's very good.
And to Chelmsford.
For wheelchairs, yeah. As
so
is Chelmsford.
You like to get around. That's
oh,
brilliant.
I do.
And how do you find getting on and off the bus?
Most of the buses now are all very good and wheelchair friendly. Occasionally you do still get the old fashioned buses with steps. And even though I say I can walk on the bus holding the post, They say we aren't insured to help you, so it just depends on drivers, whether they're nice and friendly or not.
Okay, lovely. That's brilliant. Thank you so much for coming in today. Was there anything else that you wanted to say? No? I think you're off to the gym now, aren't you?
Yes, I am off to my daily dose of exercise and swimming.
Lovely. Well, yes. I hope you enjoy that very much. Thank you. And thank you very much for coming in.
It's quite okay.
And it just goes to show what you can do and what you can get up to, even if you're living with a disability. Because really, you know, we're all together in the community, and we're all there to help each other. So so do try and get out and enjoy things. You might need to ask in advance, but don't let it put you off. Tamsin is definitely a fighter, and she will fight for her rights to be able to enjoy the same activities that everyone else can, and that's really important, and that's very encouraging for everyone. Right, here is Sarah I can never say her surname. I'm going to have to ask Sarah Batellis, I think it is, going to get over you.
FM Travel News with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
Don't forget that there are narrow lanes and a speed restriction of 50 miles per hour on the M25 in both directions between Junction 29 and Junction 30 because of major road widening work, so that could be delayed. Wash Road in Brentwood is closed in both directions between the Lower Road Junction and the Prospect Way Junction. And Wheatley Bush Lane in South Weald is closed at the A12 Bridge because of roadworks during off-peak periods, but diversions will be signposted. Now, the A132 Runwell Road in Wickford is closed and there's queuing traffic in both directions at the Church End Lane Junction and the Wickford High Street Junction because of a gas leak. Diversion is in operation. Delays earlier on the M25 clockwise at Junction 27, the M11, Junction 6. Those have now cleared up, so that should be fine. And delays on the A13 eastbound in Basildon between the Hyatt Road Junction and the A130 Canvey Way Junction is causing an extra 10 minutes of travel time. There are no reported incidents on the Tube.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
And a massive thank you to my guest, Tamsin, for coming in to talk to me today. And if there's anyone listening out there that just needs a little bit of encouragement to get out and about a little bit more, perhaps you've got either a physical or psychological disability, then there's some inspiring words to really spur you on to do it. Don't worry about what other people think, or often Tamsin says that she notices a lot of people look at her. You know, it doesn't really, that's their issue. You just get out and you make sure that you are enjoying life.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Radio advertising really does work, and here at Phoenix FM, our sales team are geared to helping you get your message across to your customers. Research shows that people do not switch off or turn over to avoid radio advertising, and so are available to listen to any message that is creative, relevant, and perhaps intriguing. Radio advertising is also one of the most cost-effective ways of promoting your business, and here at Phoenix, we'll guide you to the best value approach for you, whether it's spot advertising or sponsoring a show. Remember, radio is a friend and it can work for you at surprisingly economical rates. Call Phoenix today on 01277 849931 and let us help you spread the word.
Every Monday evening at 10 p.m. on Phoenix FM, tune in to the Interesting Alternative Show with me, Steve Davis. If you're wondering what type of music I'll be playing on the show, well, that's a tricky one to explain. Because if you've never heard of the musical genres Zool, Rio, Canterbury or Avant Progressive, then it will be very much a journey into the all unknown for you. If you like something a bit different, though, then the Interesting Alternative Show could well be for you. Every Monday night from 10 p.m. on Phoenix FM, the Interesting Alternative Show in association with The Money Shop, 1 High Street, Brentwood.
I'm
And that was George Michael with Father Figure. How fitting that was, because my mother, Tamsin, she does rather like George Michael, and he's just come up on the playlist. She didn't ask for it at all, but he just was coming up, so that's a bit strange, isn't it? Okay, let's have a look and see what's happening in and around our local area.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
Now, on Monday the 17th of October at 8 p.m, The Lazy Gardener is a talk by Hilary Newman, presented by the Billericay Horticultural Society, and this will be held at the Day Centre in Chantry Way in Billericay. On Thursday the 20th of October at 8 a.m. until 2 p.m, there's the Outdoor Drive-In Antiques and Collectors Flea Market at the Brentwood Centre Showground in Doddinghurst Road in Brentwood, and admission is free.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
And if you know about an event that we're not listing here on Phoenix, please do tell us about it. You can just email the details, radio@phoenixfm.com, and just request that you'd like us to mention it on our shows, and it will also be updated onto the website. If you want to see all of the events coming up in and around our local area, go to our website, allthews.phoenixfm.com. You can also find blogs, and if you missed any of my shows last week, you'll be able to find my blog for all of the shows that you missed. You can listen again to an interview I had with Nothing But Snow. They're a ski and snowboard instructor company, and that was quite interesting, talking about something which I don't really know that much about, and I always like talking about things like that. So don't forget that my guest tomorrow is Scott Hornsby, and he's going to be coming in to talk about the Brentwood and Billericay tweet ups that he is, I do believe he created them, and he helps organise them. I do know that Laurie Edmonds helps organise the one in Brentwood. I'm not sure if she's doing the same for Billericay. I'll have to ask her. In fact, that's on my to-do list. I must email her. Hello, if you're listening, I need to ask you to come in to Phoenix and have a little chat about what you're up to. Lovely local Laurie. Okay, here's some more music. Justice Audio Video Disco.
If you want to hear all the latest releases, have a look at the hottest songs in America right now and listen to tracks off my album of the week, along with songs like this.
The mountain top, walk on water, I got power, feel so royal. 1 second, I'ma strike for you, diamond, platinum, no more for you.
And this. Make sure you join me, Will Hodge, here on Phoenix FM every Saturday between 4 and 6.
Sundays. Roast beef, Yorkshire puddings, your feet up with the Sunday papers. All great ways to spend the day,
but not really that fun.
This weekend, join Tony Smith and Phoenix 98 FM for Sunday Lunch. With the music news and strange stories from around the world. Interviews, chart update and movie reviews. It's 2 hours of great entertainment and great music. Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith. Sundays from midday. Put the fun back into your Sunday. Phoenix 98 FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM. News.
From the Sky News Centre at 3, a fairer deal on pensions could be on the way for thousands of women as the state retirement age goes up to 66. Thousands were expecting to wait an extra 2 years to claim their pension. That's now been capped at 18 months. The friends Joanna Yates was drinking with the night she disappeared have been giving evidence in court. Vincent Tabak denies murdering her. Katie Stallard's at Bristol Crown Court.
The jury has been hearing from one of Joanna's work friends, Dan.